This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the best basketball party anywhere.
You can't just flop that thing out on national TV and be like, hey, check this thing out.
I'm too dumb. I don't even think about things like that.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Alen-A Sportsbook, George McCoy and Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents a Fan Madness edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue. Hurt and missing work? Insurance companies acting like jerks? Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com. Alen-A, make every buzzer beater, bracket buster, and Cinderella run mean more at Alen-A Sportsbook. Fan Madness is also brought to you by Video Only, where you always get the best deals on top-rated brands of TVs and home theater, and by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Enjoy responsibly. Fan Madness from Alen-A on 1080.
How about those onions?
The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Nice to have you along. It's a little Friday show out here at Fan Madness.
Seeing a lot of the same faces around here yesterday. Playing hooky 2 days in a row, although the fan crew seems to have abandoned us. I think the fan shuttle bus has gone home.
None of them can handle their liquor.
No, that is true.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Bunch of drunks.
Yeah, it's... Well, they were here early. I think they got here at like 10:30. And so I think by the time we got here, they were lubed up.
We all know this is a marathon, not a sprint.
Well, and you gotta... Look, here's the thing. Let me just... If you are not a heavy drinker, you've got to learn to pace yourself. You do the zebra method. If you're a bit of a lightweight, you got to go zebra, and you go one for one. Drink water. Just go back and forth, stripe it. You're way better off doing that way than just saying, "Hey, I'm mashing it to the gas." You're gonna burn out, and I think that's the problem. We got a bunch of people in the fan that think they're thoroughbreds. In reality, they're stocking horses.
Well, days like today test you.
Yeah.
You know,
test your merit.
See where you're at in the drinking rankings.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm not certain that we had a. I think we got bounced in the first round here at the fan. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Hence, everyone's gone.
Yeah, I don't think any of them are here.
No, it's 5 o'clock, and except for Jeff Austin.
So disappointing.
Jeff's here.
Jeff's here, and he's not even drinking.
No, that's why he's
just
here.
Just sitting over there. All right, well. Got a lot of stuff coming up. Joey's not on today. He's in Wrexham.
Yeah.
Doing whatever you do in Wrexham.
I think he watches soccer.
All right.
Big soccer ad. I think they're going down to Amsterdam, I think, as well to see some soccer. They go over there. They do big Europe trips to play soccer. Or not cool. to see soccer, but to or not to play
to
soccer.
To play soccer.
To watch soccer. I don't think they're over there playing in a tournament or anything. But it's kind of cool that his family has a thing. Look, if that's what gets you over to Europe and gets you to see the world, have at it. Too many people don't take an opportunity to go see different places. So whatever excuse you need to get on an airplane and go somewhere, get out of here. And we have a bunch of, because Buckley's in Hawaii. Joey's in England. And then, what?
Dusty.
Fan Man's in Mexico.
Unbelievable.
I know. And yet, here we are.
Tethered to the chair.
In Ridgefield, Washington. Living the dream.
Hey, I would rather be nowhere else than this place.
The win?
No.
Oh, look
right
at you.
Here.
Right here.
Right here.
Right here, right meow.
Coming up in the club tonight, we have an abbreviated club because the Ducks are on tonight.
Yes.
Feels like forever ago the NCAA tournament started, but we're still having first-round games tip off.
And I think the Duckies are the last game of the evening.
Very last game.
There you go. 6:40 pregame, and then what, 7:10, I believe, we're tipping it off.
But we will have the story that we teased last night that we didn't get to. How often are Americans doing it?
We'll see if we can actually get to it, too.
We will today. See. And by state, yeah. I have the numbers.
I think we've teased it 2 days in a row, and we've yet to get to it.
More March Madness talk coming up here after the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
It's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com. Number five.
Well, yet another NBA star went down last night. Steph Curry took a spill. MRI on his pelvis shows a contusion, but no structural damage.
He's got a contused pelvis. He is going to miss some time, though. So,
yeah.
I thought it was legit. Did you see the fall?
Yeah.
It's pretty nasty.
Steve Kerr said you could hear it.
Yeah.
That's like hear his bones hitting the...
Well, that's lucky, because if you crack a pelvis, you're out for a significant period of time. That was the Chet Holmgren. Cracked his pelvis earlier the year for Oklahoma City.
LeBron and Ryu Hachimura both expected back for the Lakers tomorrow against the Bulls, but who needs those guys when you have Bronny,
God.
Who dropped 17 last night?
Well, they had like half their roster was out, so they went to Bronny.
Hell yeah.
They did get drilled, by the way, in that game. But
yeah, you keep pooping on Bronny at your own peril.
I will.
17 points? The guy's a superstar.
I like that the crowd chants, "We want Bronny no matter what." And he did come out and say that like Bronny said, he does have feelings, and
he has feelings?
Yeah, he had to give the, can we just cut me some slack? I'm just trying my best. He said he does hear things, and he does have feelings.
Aw. So he's telling people to stop, to lay off him?
I think he gets a little tired of it, but it doesn't get tired of the money.
Well, that's a very honest thing to just be like, hey, I have feelings. Can you stop?
Yeah, he's like, I hear all this stuff. He's like, I do have feelings. Remember his dad went after Stephen A. Smith for that? The whole thing.
Well, dude, who could boo him last night? It's 17 freaking points.
The only
greatest
good game,
17 points of all time.
The only good game he's had in the NBA so far, so enjoy it.
You know, you're a real son of a bitch. That guy could become a superstar, and you wouldn't give him a lick of credit.
Did you hear what his coach said? His coach is like, hey, I'm pretty confident he can become a solid player one day.
Well, there you go.
Had to stop, be like, wait.
It's more credit than you're giving him.
Expectations.
Free agent quarterback Aaron Rodgers finally met with the Steelers today. Met with their coaches. He toured the facilities in Pittsburgh, but no deal is imminent.
He's going there. Jameis Winston just signed with the Giants. So, when Jameis signs a
Where's Russ going to go?
Well, maybe Russ can compete somewhere, but yeah, Jameis just signed with the Giants. So, I got to believe that the Rodgers to the Steelers thing is going to happen.
Blazers lose Robert Williams for the season after he underwent an arthroscopic procedure on his knee.
Wait, have we got a deja vu thing? I feel terrible for that guy. He literally cannot stay healthy under any circumstances. And yet we refuse to trade him.
The Blazers host Denver tonight. Portland favored because in a stunner, you won't believe, the Nuggets will not have Nikola Jokic. He has an ankle injury. And last I checked, Jamal Murray was questionable. Are you saying he's out too?
Well, they missed last game. Both of them did. So
they list Murray questionable.
Okay.
He's got his own ankle injury.
So maybe.
Ooh, babies.
Maybe you see Murray. Hey, bottom line is this. Portland Portland is playing bound, baby.
Hard charging.
10 seed. Here we come. Especially when no one plays anybody.
Number two. Plenty of Oregon sports today. Ducks baseball is hosting Rutgers, although I just checked the score and there wasn't one, so I wonder if they maybe had some rain issues down there.
Yeah, it was raining pretty good up here, so safe to assume maybe down there.
Men's NCAA's 5th seed Ducks take on 12 seed Liberty on the fan tonight. After us, pregame 6:40. Flames 6th nationally in three-point shooting.
Yeah, they're really good at shooting the three and really good at defending the three.
Women's NCAA's 10-seeded Ducks blew a big lead in Durham, but beat 7-seed Vanderbilt.
Yeah, they were up double digits basically the entire game. And in just a few minutes to play, we looked up, and somehow Vandy pushed it to OT, and then it was a nip and tuck in OT, but they pulled it out.
Ducks win 77-73. Yeah. Top seed South Carolina, by the way, beat Tennessee Tech 108-48.
Yikes.
You care?
Well, they're going for their, I believe, third straight title. Like they've gone back-to-back.
As for the Beavers, baseball looks to win its 11th straight tonight. They are down at Cal Poly. And women's basketball for Oregon State, they are a 14 seed. They'll be taking on 3 seed North Carolina tomorrow in Birmingham.
By the way, according to...
Or is it Birmingham?
I don't know. I'm looking at Birmingham. According to Doug Twitter...
Oh, it's 3-3.
It's 3-3, bottom of 7.
Oh, okay, good. So they are playing.
They are playing.
Good. And March Madness. I'm going to give you the games in progress, and then we'll come back and recap the day so far in our next seggy. How about that?
Like where we're going with it.
So right now, 10-seed New Mexico leads 7-seed Marquette 28-23 late first. Kentucky is...
35-27 at the half over Troy.
Thank you. And we have Florida leading Norfolk State 66-44 with 15:20 left in the second. Upstart Norfolk State went on an 11-0 run to close out the first half close it to 21.
it's a hell of a job there keeping competitive. And the Norfolk fans were going crazy over that, the Spartan fans.
Well, it's all about pride.
And then New Mexico and Marquette underway.
Well, I just said
oh,
that
you
one.
Already said that one?
Yeah, Arizona leading Akron 19-16. Midway through the first, Arizona the 4 seed, Akron the 13. We'll get you caught up on all the other stuff that happened today. Coming up next, the Hot 5 at 5 is brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, 19 locations across Oregon and Washington. Now in Lacamas Square in Vancouver. Find a location near you at victorricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. We'll be right back here at A&A on The Fan.
What is Daxer?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Alena Sportsbook, George McCoy and Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents a Fan Madness edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue. Also brought to you by Video Only and by Coors Light. Fan Madness from Alena on 1080 The Fan.
Well, I have to compliment young Sam who just came up and...
It's very nice.
He was a nice young man.
Very complimentary.
Blazers season ticket holder. He said we're way more handsome in person, and so that I... We knew that.
It's a very Trump-like thing. As long as you butter up Rob, that's a great interaction.
Great guy right there.
You're handsome. Although he did say, powerful individual.
He said something that threw me for a loop. He said he's a Blazers season ticket holder. He said, you know, I'm really excited about where the team's headed, and you guys have picked up on that too. I'm like, have we? Because I don't really think we are saying that.
Hey, I picked up on it. What are you talking about?
But you're a homer.
Mr. Blazer over here. That's right. Tamani Kamara, the best player in the league. Defensive player of the year, according to some. Why not? Take that.
Anyway, go Blazers.
Homer.
Great franchise.
Hey, bright future, man. Just let this team marinate for a year or two.
Bright
not
future.
One, not who needs stars? We have a collection of very, very solid players.
Well, if you're just getting off work and you're getting in your car and you're like, man, I wonder what's going on in March Madness. Yeah.
We'll tell you. And is that what you say, dad, at the end of it?
Well, it's not been the greatest day. I mean, there have been a lot of blowouts, okay?
Yeah.
Let's just call it what it is. Duke beat the crap out of Mount St. Mary's by 34.
Yeah, it was 54-28 at the half.
Iowa State beat Lipscomb by 27. Maryland beat Grand Canyon by 32.
Well, even the one upset that we had wasn't really an upset.
Colorado State, the 12 seed, did knock off Memphis, the 5, 78-70.
But they were favored in that game by like 4 points, so it wasn't even an upset.
They were down 5 at half, but leave it to Penny Hardaway to gack it Rick Barnes style.
Yeah. The North Carolina game was basically a laugher the entire way until the very end when North Carolina made it a game. They were getting shelled by like 20 at the half. And then North Carolina came back and made it basically a two-point game with about a minute to play. And was it Padula, the little white kid from Ole Miss, hit a three.
A little headband.
Kind of sealed it. So that game at least had some drama at the end of it.
St. Mary's came back and beat Vanderbilt today 59-56 in a crap-ass
game.
Game
was awful.
St. Mary's did not look great, but they were able to make a few plays down the stretch. Baylor held off Mississippi State 75-72, so Baylor will now meet Duke.
So we've really only had two games even come down to the final minute or two that it mattered, and that was Baylor, Mississippi State. And Mississippi State did have a couple threes at the end to try to tie that. Couldn't get it. And then, again, the Ole Miss, North Carolina game finally at the end had a little drama in it, but turned into a free throw contest at the end. So, yeah, we haven't had any... There's been no madness whatsoever. I don't know if we've had silliness. It's basically just been kind of a very flat day.
Did you mention the Alabama game?
No, the Alabama game was actually close.
Yeah, Alabama, the 2 seed. They got all they could handle from Bob Morris.
Yeah, Bob Morris.
Old Bob Morris.
It was like, a 2-point game at the half and...
Four.
It was a 4-point game, and then, they pulled away at the little bit at the end. But, that was a game that made you sweat if you're Alabama.
90-81, that final. So we'll have a, we should have a good weekend, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Some pretty good matchups already.
Well, and maybe we'll get a couple good ones
tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah,
right?
What do we have? We got the Duckies. I think the Ducks will be fine, but it could be a good game.
Yeah, so far we got Oklahoma UConn coming up, Xavier Illinois, Bryant Michigan State, whatever, and then the nightcap is Liberty and Oregon. And New Mexico Marquette, that's a 3-point game right now at the half. And Troy down by what? 8? Eight at the half in that Troy-Kentucky game?
Yeah, UConn-Oklahoma. Somebody came up a little bit ago. They were like, hey, come on, I need a win for the evening games. And I gave out UConn. I said, take UConn.
UConn favored by 5.5?
Oklahoma sucks.
Well, UConn isn't necessarily lighting the world on fire.
No, but you got Dan Hurley. I mean, they're well coached.
Two-time defending champs.
They're all healthy now, finally, I think. I don't know. I have no faith in Oklahoma. Oklahoma's in the tournament because they're from the SEC.
I kind of forget about that.
Yeah, they're in the SEC now.
Remember you said that, I was like, oh, yeah. By the way, the ACC is down to one team.
Yeah, Duke only.
ACC has Duke.
Watch
and
Baylor
it.
Beat them. ACC out of the tournament by Saturday morning.
I don't think that's going to happen. But Duke's the class of this tournament. They just are. They've been the best team for most of the year. And Cooper Flagg, by the way, looked perfectly healthy today. So, again, if you know where my money's on. I'm taking Duke.
Yeah, I think there's two teams that can knock them off, and really only two. One is Florida, and the other is Houston.
Yeah, you're kind of digging what Florida has going on.
Dude, they're really good.
Yeah, won the SEC.
But they're on the other side of the bracket. So yeah. Houston, they can't meet till the Final Four, and Florida
till the national championship.
Till the title game. I just think, you know, this year's a weird year because as much parity as there is, these top teams, and I mean, Auburn, I guess, is in there too. They've kind of struggled a little bit lately, but these top teams, those three in particular, are just so much better than everybody else.
Really good.
I'm guessing those three teams are in the Final Four.
Think some chalk holds up?
I do.
And then maybe if you get one.
Creighton.
You're going the outlier with Auburn getting knocked off.
Auburn's got a tough, I mean, that's a tough road. You've got Creighton, Iowa State in that bracket, A&M's nasty.
Mm-hmm. Michigan State's at the bottom of it.
Yeah. Michigan State, yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if Auburn gets there. They don't have that look right now. I mean, they didn't look good in the first round. They didn't look good in the SEC tournament.
Yeah, that was. I mean, they used that run at the end of the first half to pull away from Alabama State. But for a while there, people thought Auburn was the best team. But you're right. Sometimes it's about playing your best ball at the right time.
So anyway, what's your first March Madness memory? I was thinking about that driving in today.
My very first March Madness memory, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. That's good. My first basketball memory is the Great Alaskan Shootout.
What about March Madness?
I know. That's what I'm trying to kind of peel it back. It might be the, I remember Johnny Dawkins and the Dukies. That one stands out. And before the three-point line, what year was that? That might be my first. That's the first thing that comes to mind when I go back was Johnny Dawkins and Duke. And, God, that would have been, what, mid-80s? Johnny Dawkins. When did he play?
I'll wait.
Searching. Yeah, 82 to 86. So that would have been my first.
Really?
Yep.
See, that's before me, and you're younger than me.
Yeah, I remember watching.
When was Leitner? What year?
Oh God! Later would have been early '90s. Would be my guess.
So my first memory is 1988 when Danny and the Miracles beat Oklahoma.
Yeah,
but which is weird because you're young. You're a youth.
I don't know. I remember sitting around and watching.
Do you remember Fi Slamma Jamma?
No, I don't remember.
They were early '80s, right?
Yeah, I don't remember that. I'm looking to see when. Yeah, 1986 NCAA championship game against Louisville. Yeah, that's Denny Crum in the red blazer and Johnny Dawkins. That's my first.
Okay.
That would be my first March Madness memory. And I don't know, it's weird when you think about that. Like, I remember my first football. Like, I remember watching the Redskins and the Cowboys, Monday Night Football. I remember
that's
that.
Your first NFL
that's
memory?
That's my first NFL memory. Is Cowboys Redskins, and I don't know why I remember that. And again, it's probably around that same age, like six-ish. I remember that. I remember going to a Dodgers game. I remember going. That was my first baseball game. I remember my first game up at the Kingdom was against the Blue Jays. I don't know. I guess I, and I don't remember vivid details of those things, but I, it took me a second to pull that out. I was kind of trying to think of how far I go back, and like that just sticks out.
What is the greatest March Madness moment? Is it Leitner? Leitner's shot?
It's got to be Jimmy V in the Wolfpack, right?
I mean,
missed three putback?
Yeah.
I mean, my God, and then Jimmy V running around the court?
Villanova versus UNC game-winner three-pointer.
Well, yeah. You're dating yourself a little bit.
But yeah, that's an all-timer.
That one doesn't get enough. He's right about that. Like, that was a three-point game winner.
Yes.
Right? For the title.
Yes.
And nobody ever really talks about it. As a matter of fact, we've talked about this before, but does anybody even know who the hell hit it? Who hit that?
Who did hit that?
Honestly, see what I mean?
Honestly, I don't know. And to be fair, I was on vacation. I think I was in Mexico sitting at a bar, and that happened.
Chris Jenkins.
And you know the funny part was, like, no one cared. You know, you always sit at one of those foreign bars, you're down there, like, on a beach or whatever, and there's, like, you know, no one's paying any attention or whatever, and I think there was, like, three of us. And I remember that. I remember that happening and being like, oh, my God, that went down. What are some other ones? Like, the one that I remember, like, I've always said that if I could go back and change one thing, because we were this close to the greatest moment in NCAA history, was when Butler almost beat Duke. I think it was Gordon Hayward on the
half court.
He Larry Birded that son of a gun from his waist, and it was in. And that would have beat Duke for the national. Butler would have beat Duke on that shot. So that would have been the single greatest moment. The other one I remember UNLV losing to Duke in the Final Four. That was the Larry Johnson, Stacey Augmon team. I remember that being like, oh, my God, like Duke did it. UNLV was undefeated.
See, that right there. That little era, I don't know if one moment, maybe it was the Leitner shot over Kentucky, or just right in there is my quintessential college basketball.
Sure.
Like right there. That was the peak, right there. Bobby Hurley, Christian Leitner, UNLV, you mentioned Denny Crum, Kansas was good then.
Yep.
Just that was college basketball.
Well, I just have, like, it's funny that now that you've mentioned this, like, it's like remembering childhood memories, and this is a random one too. Is I remember Ramil Robinson and that Michigan team against Seton Hall. And
yeah, like that was kind of a crappy game.
PJ Carlissimo, like I just
Chris Webber timeout.
No, the Chris Webber timeout. That was against what
North Carolina
when he called that. Yeah, there's just weird things that kind of stick out in your mind, and then of course you got like Bryce Drew and the Valpo shot.
That was first round.
Yeah, but like that one sticks out. They always pull.
Do people remember that more than they remember Villanova winning on a buzzer beater to win the title?
Yes.
Isn't that wild?
I know. It's strange why some stuff sticks in your mind and some stuff doesn't. Why do I remember Ramil Robinson? Like what? Why? Like,
yeah, I don't know. I remember him too.
Right?
There's a lot of. You're right. It's like there's a lot of finals that. You'd be like, I don't know who played in that.
Yeah.
But then that one is so vivid, Seton Hall, Michigan.
Yeah.
Maybe just because Seton Hall was such a underdog.
I remember Ronnie Cicely in the Syracuse Orange in Indiana. I remember that for some reason.
So here are the, according to collegeinsider.com, the top five greatest moments in March Madness history. Jordan's famous jump shot.
Yep. You know the weird part about that is, so Jordan was a freshman. It was against Georgetown. He hits the shot. Georgetown still had time. They came down. And this is what I'm saying. And today, that would be scrutinized because, we blame Chris Webber and we talk about was Chris Webber in with the mob. The Georgetown kid comes out. He throws it to James Worthy.
Yeah, right to him.
He literally throws. There is not a Georgetown player around. He turns and throws it to Worthy. And Worthy goes down and game's over. So, I mean, the Jordan shot was amazing, but it didn't actually win the game. It was the Georgetown kid throwing the damn ball away.
Number four is Keith Smart's game-winning shot for Indiana.
Yeah.
That was a big one. Bob Knight, 1987. Yep. But see, that's what's interesting is I remember the shot because, well, it was iconic.
Yeah.
But I don't remember watching it. I don't remember anything until 1988, which is so weird.
Huh.
Because Leitner and all them, I watched it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's odd. Number three, Tyus Edney's drive, UCLA,
coast,
Missouri.
Coast to coast. And that was like, was O'Bannon on that team? Or was that a different UCLA championship team?
94-95. They were 26-1.
And it's funny because you mentioned the Key Smart one. Again, I remember more Ronnie Cicely being the guy at Syracuse, and I think Derek Coleman was on that team as well. And that team lost that Indiana team. And it was like, it's funny, I remember more of the Syracuse people than I do the Indiana.
Yeah, number two is NC State over Houston.
Yeah, I would put
that's what you mentioned.
That was got to be number one.
They have number one. They have George Mason's run.
To the Final Four?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, kind of weird.
Huh.
Kind of a weird number one. 11 seed, right?
Yes.
2006.
There's been no 12 or lower, I guess, or is it higher?
They were the first mid-major in 27 years to reach the Final Four.
Yeah, we've never had a 12 or beyond go to the Final Four. 11 is the... I always get confused. Is it higher or lower?
Well, it's higher, but higher, people but understand what you mean when you say lower.
Yes.
So. At least some people.
11. That's the 11 seed.
Maybe not Ortner.
Like, Florida Gulf Coast, I remember that. Like, that squad, you know, the whole... You know,
Andy Enfield.
Yeah, you just kind of... I don't know. There's certain moments that grab you and others that don't.
So, George Mason's run, they beat Michigan State, North Carolina, and Connecticut. Okay. I mean, that was pretty...
Yeah, it's pretty...
Pretty amazing.
That's pretty amazing. But it's funny. Yeah, we all have... Like if we asked Will, what's your first sports memory?
Ooh.
Reggie Bush fumbling the football in the Rose Bowl.
Oh, against Texas, huh?
Yeah, the pitch.
That?
Or that's 2006 Rose Bowl, so 2005 season. Like, I have a vague memory of USC winning a national title in football, but I don't really remember it. So the one that I can truly name is the Vince Young.
In the corner?
Yep, running in. Yep. In the pregame, you had McConaughey as the Texas fan, and you had Farrell as the USC fan. I remember that.
Yeah. Again, there's always one that'll stand out, stick out in your mind.
For whatever reason.
Yeah.
I mean, no one knows why.
No. I mean, and by the way, your memory won't be great of that. Like, that's the one that gets me is I'll go back. Like, I remember Jack Morris for the Twins. Like, that one sticks out of me of him going the extra innings, right, for the Twins in the World Series. But when I go back and I read the details of that, I'm like, oh, my God, I had that completely wrong. Right? Like, you're like, I remember that. And to me, it's very vivid. But when I actually read the details of it, it's I'm wrong about like 85% of the stuff. This is why I've always said I read a book on memory a number of years ago. And your memory is basically crap. It's your memory isn't what happened. Your memory is what you choose to believe.
Right.
And memory is the least... It's the least reliable thing in the world. So that's why I've always said that when I say that I remember something, I am always, especially if it's something that happened a long time ago in my childhood, I am always open to the idea that I am wrong. So I always preface it by saying, this is what I remember. I'm not saying it's right. It's just what I remember. But then you have someone else that's like, no. I remember exactly how it went. And I'm looking at him and I'm being like, do you? Or are you just remembering what you remember?
Right.
Because there's so many people that are so adamant that they remember every detail, and I'm always like, no, you're full of crap, too. You're just not willing to admit it.
All right. One last story here. This one pertaining to football and the last chance you douchebag. Do you remember that guy?
I do.
Jason Brown?
Yes.
He's back in the news.
That's awesome.
We'll get to that next. Here's Will.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Alene Sportsbook, George McCoy and Warren Allen Attorneys-in-Law presents a Fan Madness edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue. Also brought to you by Video Only and by Coors Light. Fan Madness from Alene on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Oregon Ducks basketball is coming up in about an hour. We're going to have a pregame show. And then they play Liberty.
They are the nightcap.
To wrap up the first round.
Yeah, last game of the, not just last game of the night, last game of the first round.
We were just talking, and our boss, Jeff Baton Rouge, made a good point. We were just talking, there hasn't been much madness.
No.
But that's going to make for a great weekend.
Yeah.
Saturday, Sunday games.
Some good games. By the way, Norfolk holding tight here.
Yeah.
You know, that second half, they're only down by three.
So the second half spread was 11.
Yeah.
They are down 24 total, and they were down, 21 at half?
21. Yeah, they went on an 11-0 run to get it to 21.
The play was Norfolk State plus 11 in the second half, at least right now.
They're only down by three right now. But there's only six minutes left
to go. Florida's going to call off the Dogs.
28-25 in the second half.
Can we just say that if you're a Norfolk State fan, you're feeling pretty good? They're down 24, but they were down 24 with like 9 minutes into the game.
You know what they're going to say? I've seen some Duck fans do this. Hey, we damn near won the second half. So that's how great
we are.
I
love that.
Yeah. Did that against Georgia, right? They were getting blown out by Georgia. Hey, look at the second half. You take the first half to 34-0 or whatever it was. Hey, the second half, man, we really
had a bad half.
Really settled down. Yeah, so far we don't. New Mexico Marquette might be something. That's just underway in the second, 35-37.
Yeah, it looks like a good ball game.
But other than that, like, you're right. We've had even the games that were kind of close weren't good games. Bama Robert Morris wasn't very good. Colorado State Memphis was boring. Carolina Ole Miss was only interested for like 2 minutes at the end. It's just been kind of a very bland day so far.
Come on, NCAA tournament.
The madness has not done it. We need some cool moments for one shiny moment, which is still the best part of this whole stinking tournament.
I love one shiny moment.
Absolutely. I would like them. Do we have an overall one shiny? Has anyone ever actually gone and done a one shiny moment for like a decade at a time? Because I would be into that. That is, I stick around.
What do you mean? I see.
If we did when we do one shiny moment, right, it's for that tournament. But it would be awesome if we could go back and do a one shiny moment and do like a compilation of like 5 to 10 years at a time. Because that, like, I just, it's so good. It's the best part of that final. And it's, I just want to see it expanded where we get all of the great moments piled into one.
Yeah.
And we get the Luther version because that's...
Right. That's the key. They keep screwing with that.
Yeah, I love me some Jennifer Hudson, but no, just go back to Luther, Big Luther. Just make that happen.
So Jason Brown is the coach who was on Last Chance U.
Yeah. He's a giant a-hole.
Yeah, he became the big star. He's the big, bald, fat guy who... He coached at Independence Community College in Kansas. And I watched the show. The show was actually pretty entertaining. And I got to say, a lot of it was because of him.
Yeah.
But he has filed a $30 million lawsuit against Netflix over how he was portrayed in the show.
For God's sakes.
He wants $10 million in lost income, $10 million in reputational damage, $5 million in emotional distress.
I would like to point out, dude.
And $5 million in emotional distress after the suit argues producers cut, pasted, edited, and distorted footage to depict him as a volatile, abusive tyrant for their financial gain.
I would like to know in what world that dip-ass thought he was going to make $10 million being a football coach. What was his salary there? It was a JC coach?
Yeah, I don't know what his salary was. I think he thought he was going places.
Yeah, you were going in places. And let me also point this out. If you go on a reality show, yeah, be prepared. And here's the thing. If you don't want to be portrayed as a belligerent red ass, don't be a belligerent red ass.
Well, I know. That was my question.
That drives me crazy.
It's like if you're... It's like if cameras follow you at your work...
Yes.
Is it even possible for them to inaccurately depict you? Okay? So like, you do some good things, you do some bad things. Let's say they show all of the bad things.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, that's still you.
Yes.
So I guess that's the question. Can you, if cameras follow you at work, is it even possible to be depicted inaccurately?
I'll tell you this. I'm sure you can get a slant, right? Like, if you only showed the negative and you never showed the positive, then yes.
But it's not inaccurate.
But it's not inaccurate because it's still
you. It's you.
Dude, I watched that show, and that dude is a raving lunatic. He's cursing at people. He's threatening players.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He's absolutely
And he thinks he's great.
And he thinks he's the second coming of Jim Harbaugh. But that, yes, you We've reached this bizarre world. I talk about this all the time. We've reached a point now where our heads are so far up our ass that we can literally agree to be filmed. And then they put your life out there and then you're like, nope, I didn't do that. That's not me. What do you mean it's not you?
Well, I mean, he knows it's him and I'll reread what he claimed. To depict him as a volatile, abusive tyrant for their financial game. Well, he was volatile.
Yes.
And he was abusive because he got fired for saying to a German player on the team, he said, "I am your new Hitler."
Yes.
He said that to
you
him, and that's
said
how
that.
That's how he got fired. So I guess it's like, I don't know. It's a weird thing. It's like, okay, so we should show the positive things. I think they did show some positive things in there.
Well, but whether or not they choose to show, like, when you're making a documentary or you're filming a Netflix show, you can't show every piece of footage. So here's my thing. If you're an ass 85% of the time and they show you being an ass, let's say 95% of the time, can you really be upset that they've given you, like, that's the percentage of footage that they've shown?
Right.
And maybe, like, you being nice, it's like you being nice in a very bland, boring way. That stuff just drives me bananas. And $30 million.
Did you know he was hit with 8 felonies for impersonating a lawyer? Because he sent cease and desist letters to newspapers and other outlets who were covering the Hitler comments. So he faked a cease and desist letter from attorneys on 8 occasions and got hit with a felony for each one of them.
By the way,
how dumb is this guy?
I would like to point out that I just found this. Would you care to guess what he made? It was at East. Was it East Mississippi?
No, he was at Independence. East Mississippi was the other school that they featured on Last Chance U.
Okay.
He was in Kansas.
Well, I'm guessing then we're in the same ballpark. Right? So, I mean, you're featuring, you know, junior college. That coach, by the way, he made $55,000 a year.
Did he really?
Yeah, 55 grand a year.
God.
Oh, believe me. I know coaches. Will probably knows this. Will's probably young enough where you've got some buddies that are starting to get into coaching, right?
Yep. And they make nothing.
They make nothing.
When you say nothing, what do you mean?
I don't want to.
I might make more than them.
Yeah. I had a friend of mine that was a.
wow.
He was a position coach. At a, where does Portland State play? Big Sky. At a Big Sky school. And would you care to guess what a position coach?
Is it even a full-time job?
Yes, full-time job.
I'm going to say he made $18,000.
Made about 30 grand.
30.
30 grand.
Hey.
At a Big Sky school. 30 grand.
When was this? What year?
Within the last 8 years.
If it's
shocking development, he no longer is a football coach. He's like, yeah, I'm not doing this anymore. Like, those coaches make nothing.
Yeah.
So for this dip-ass to say that he lost $10 million in earnings, good one, buddy. How many years were you working at your $55,000 a year salary that you missed out on that $10
million? All right. Thought we had Will coming in there with over the top with some hot commentary. We don't. We're going to take a break. We got the club coming up. How often each U.S. state is having sex?
I bet you Washington's more.
You think so?
That's how we do it up there. we get down in the coop.
Well, the kids aren't doing it.
No.
We should bring Ortner in on this.
Yeah, the kids aren't doing it. They're not drinking.
Ortner hasn't had sex
Your
in months.
Kids might not be doing it.
That's next. Well, it's actually not next, but it's coming up. On The Fan.
Edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Sue, also brought to you by Video Only and by Coors Light. Band Madness from Alene on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we got an abbreviated club tonight, so we got to get out of here. Got to be careful.
We got talking about doing it.
Yeah, give the people what they want.
Yeah. Two straight days we've teased, doing it talk, and we didn't deliver. Although, to be fair to us, Kansas happened. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what happened the day before that, but, come on. We were suffering the wrath of the Kansas defeat yesterday.
So following this Florida-Norfolk State battle, the lead has ballooned to 27.
But what is the second half? Because
they've won by six.
Six.
So five more.
Hey.
And Florida gets the cover.
There's only 2 minutes left. I mean, the correct side on that game was the Spartans. They're going to feel good about that second half cover.
Actually, you might be right. But I don't know. I don't ever bet those big lines like that.
Yeah.
But Florida is currently up 26. What was the actual spread of the game?
28.
Is somebody sweating this
right
now?
The actual spread of the game, I think, was 28 to start. And then at the second half, I want to say it was like 32 going into the second half.
So I have it at 28.5.
28.5.
Dude, this is right. God, the odds makers are good. It's right on the number.
I want to see if there's anyone. That's the best part of being in a place like this when there's a game that, you know, it's over. You're getting blown out.
Listen for the cheers.
Yeah, right. It'll be at the end, and someone will hit a meaningless three to either go up 31 or, you know, whatever, go down 26. And there'll be like a small group of people that erupt. You're like, ah, yes. Someone had the line on that.
There's
one.
Florida for three. They missed it. I'm not hearing any boos.
No?
Oh. Okay. There's a few Florida tickets out there.
Smattering of applause.
So they're at 27 with a minute and a half left.
Yeah, do we have a single good game going on right now?
We have New Mexico and Marquette right now, 48-47.
And the problem is no one cares about New Mexico or Marquette.
No, that's a very uninspiring close game.
And I don't know why that is, but I
don't either.
Yeah.
Probably because they're from the Mountain West, New Mexico.
Shaka Smart writes at Marquette.
Yeah.
Marquette's a known commodity.
Nah. Shaka's a little overrated, in my opinion.
You're like, eh.
Nice little run with VCU, but what's he done since then?
I don't know. Has he done anything at Marquette? Didn't do much at Texas.
All right, let's get to the club. How often each state is doing it? Next on The Fan.